Okay, I will
stop. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Science of Yes, with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime building and leading transformational programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone who yes. Callers are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So open your heart, open your mind, and be ready to receive what is possible from your friend, the Yes Coach.
Good evening and welcome to the show. My name is Pam Heath and I'm the Yes Coach. And this is my show, The Science of Yes. Every week we're going to examine what it is to live your life inside of being a yes to life, a yes to courage, a yes to romance, a yes to whatever career you desire. Be a yes and life will follow through. So welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here. I'm a life coach and a business consultant, and I specialize in working with transformational practitioners, people who empower people. I love to empower them. If you're just starting out or if you haven't even started your business yet, I'm your go-to guru. I can help you get started. I can add and train and develop you so that you have the structures you need to fulfill on anything you want in life. So thanks for listening and thanks for following on Blog Talk Radio, The Science of Yes. On tonight's show, I want you to feel free to call in and ask questions. I'm going to talk a little bit about fear. What I deal with a lot with people is the concern they have in life about being afraid to do what it is that they want to do. There's a really interesting thing I want to talk about a little bit. I really want you to understand that life is very, very much malleable. You can do whatever you want in life. You can have whatever you want in life. It's kind of like the Matrix a little bit. Though there isn't any, you know, machinery that's running the show, there is machinery inside of you running the show that's making you believe that you can only have the limits that you set for yourself. Life is available for anything, and all you have to do is ask. That's the reason why when my show starts, it begins with the song from the animated motion picture Aladdin. That's Robin Williams singing in the background there when you hear my show come on. He's singing the song, You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me. The whole point of it is that life is your restaurant. I'm your maitre d'. All you have to do is order up whatever it is you want and you can have it. So remember, anything you want in life is available. So I'm going to converse with you a little bit about fear. See if you recognize this. I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration. I will face my fear. I will permit it to pass over me and through me. And when it is gone past, I will turn the inner eye to see its path. Where the fear is gone, there will be nothing. Only I will remain. Well, if you do recognize that quote, I really want to acknowledge you. That's a quote from one of my favorite series of books of all time, Dune, by Frank Herbert. I'm a huge science fiction fan, and I'm a total fan of Dune. I use the litany a lot, and I want to introduce it to you. You're probably a science fiction fan, as I am, as I do tend to attract people like mine. But if you're not, that's okay. Don't feel left out. In my own little wordy animated way, I'm committed to creating with you an understanding of what it's called in the universe of Dune, the litany against fear. I'm going to pull you for a moment into the universe of Dune and be in the reality of the litany against fear. I promise you it won't take long, but if you don't want to listen, I can understand it. You can call in and ask a question and I'll answer it, and we don't have to talk about Dune or fear. But if you know Dune like I know Dune, then this will be a little refresher course. So Dune is a series of science fiction books which ultimately became a franchise. Originating with Herbert's first novel, which he wrote in 1965, it went on to win the 1966 Hugo Award and is the very first Nebula Award that was won for best novel that same year. It is frequently cited as the best-selling science fiction story of all time. Frank Herbert died in 1986, having written five sequels to this groundbreaking science fiction series. And as a testament to his legacy, his son, Brian Herbert, in partnership with the science fiction author Kevin J. Anderson, published, beginning in 1989, a number of prequel novels in the Dune universe, as well as two books which completed the original Dune series, which were partially based on Frank Herbert's notes discovered 10 years after his death. So this incredibly realistic political, scientific, and social fictional setting of Herbert's novels is known as the Dune universe, or the Duneverse. Set tens of thousands of years in the future, the saga chronicles a civilization which has banned artificial intelligence but has developed advanced technology and mental and physical abilities. Vital to this empire is this harsh desert planet called Arrakis, being the only source of the spice melange, the most valuable substance in the universe, since the majority of humankind are completely and utterly addicted to the spice, not only used for sustenance, but for spiritual and mental enhancement. Therefore, since the spice is wanted, coveted, and needed throughout the entire universe, he who controls the spice controls the universe. The Bene Gesserit are a key religious and political force in Frank Herbert's Duneverse. As exclusive matriarchal sisterhood, its members train their bodies, minds, and through years of physical and mental conditioning, obtain superhuman powers and abilities that can seem magical to outsiders. Acolytes who have acquired the breath of Bene Gesserit teachings and abilities are called Reverend Mothers within the organization's ranks. Their strict regimen of spiritual prowess and political force are combined with an extraordinary mental capacity of power and control, and it is they who created the Litany Against Fear. The Litany Against Fear is an incantation used by the Bene Gesserit to focus their minds and calm themselves in peril. So how does a Bene Gesserit know when they are in peril? Well, you are in peril when you are not in control. Helpless in the face of whatever is happening. Overwhelmed, upset, concerned, stressed, or frightened. The Litany Against Fear provides calmness, serenity, and supports regaining your sense of control of the situation. The ultimate form of meditation, the litany paves the way to neutrality and emotionless response to any given situation. Now we stop about talking about doom, and we're going to start talking about life as we know it. I'm going to address fear. Fear grips you. It uses you. It possesses you and controls you. Okay, so what the heck is fear? We talk about it like it's something tangible, something you could go down and pick up at the 99-cent store. We in general, not everyone, but most of us human beings, we relate to fear as something that happens to us that we don't like. We don't experience it as a good thing, and we do everything in our capacity to get rid of this. We manage this thing we've labeled fear. Along with fear comes body sensations. And with body sensations comes this concern or desire or need to take or not to take some kind of action about the body sensation. Herein lies the fight or flight phenomena. It colors our responses. It dictates what we do. We're afraid. To address your mind, I'd like to distinguish that your mind, your brain, your instrument of processing takes emotions, takes all of your senses, and filters it through pictures of your belief system. What I mean by that is that something happens in your brain when you experience something. Let's say you're in the woods walking around or hiking around or whatever you're doing in the woods, minding your own business, and then suddenly you stopped, and there's this big old bear in the woods big, large, mean-looking bear standing right in front of you. Suddenly, out of the clear blue sky, a bear. That bear studies you for a moment, and you study the bear. In your mind, you begin the first pictures, like a personal slideshow up there, of all the information you have about bears. If you're an adult, not a child, who may have no idea what this creature is, but a grown-up who has read about, seen on TV or in the movies, there exists some sense of bear. Pictures start to form in your mind. Should you be afraid? Now, I'm speaking about it rather slowly, but in your mind, these pictures are whooshing by rapidly as you start to gather all the information that you know and understand about and relate to this creature standing in front of you. Now, you probably have seen movies with bears, and bears attack people, like in the Anthony Hopkins, Alec Baldwin film in 1997 called The Edge. That bear was scary. No kidding. Scary bear. Or if you saw the documentary Grizzly Man, well, that was a pretty scary bear too. Both involved man-eating bears. If you saw both of those films or any one of them, and if you've read about man-eating bears, then after this rapid slideshow goes off in your mind, you're full of fear. That's probably what's going on right now. Scared out of your wits about that thing that's standing right in front of you. And that's completely normal, completely appropriate. Okay, so now this big old scary bear suddenly rears up, stands on two legs, and roars. Then he plops down and charges at you. He charges at you, running right at you, running. And this is the time where the fight or flight syndrome kicks in. So for 99.9% of us, a charging man-eating bear coming straight at you means flight. You run. Run, as they say, for your life. Okay, so great. In that scenario that I just described, it is appropriate to be afraid. All those body sensations, all those feelings are completely justified. Be afraid, be very afraid, run like the wind, and get as far away from that bear as you can. There are situations in life, such as I've described, that require and actually are validated to be moments of justified fear. Leverage that fear to fuel your flight and get the heck out of there. Now, let's talk about not bears. Let's talk about asking your boss for a raise. Let's talk about asking that cutie pie out on a date. Let's discuss opening that piece of mail that looks like a bill collector is writing you to make some kind of demand. Or how about that lie you told your significant other and you are found out? That moment when you realize your deceit is discovered and they're standing right in front of you making grr faces and they're raising their voice and they might even be calling you names. These situations I've described are emotional minefields. They are upsetting, heart-wrenching moments of emotional distress. A lot of times you feel actual fear in the face of them. You go numb. You may actually feel a kind of sleepiness as you go slightly unconscious. This is why I say you need to awaken the sleeper. Just like in Dune, driven unconscious by fear, you're not really present to anything that's inside of reality. You're mired in the quicksand of your mind, completely stuck. Sometimes you even take drastic actions to get unstuck, as if your being stuck is tangible and you need a pitchfork to get free. Check it out. There is nothing to do about this particular kind of fear. Quiet your mind. There is nothing that you need to do right now. You can be afraid and you can still take actions, normal actions, appropriate actions, whatever it is you're supposed to be doing. You can be afraid and you can still do stuff. You can be afraid and you cannot do stuff. Have your fear, hold it quietly, and do what there is to do, or don't do what there isn't to do. But it's fine for you to do whatever it is you're supposed to be doing, and you can still be afraid while you're doing it. Whatever actions you're supposed to be taking, you need to move forward with what you want to do if it's forwarding what you're committed to in life. Do not let the emotion of fear dictate your actions. You know that to be or not to be thing? To be or not to be afraid is to do whatever it is you're going to do in spite of how you feel about it. Ask yourself this: what am I committed to in this moment? Answer the question and then take the action that's correlate to that commitment. Meaning, have your fear and take the action anyway. Let your mind know who's boss. Your mind doesn't run the show. You do. Do whatever it takes to take the action that supports what you're committed to in life, and do not be stopped by fear. The litany of fear for me is yes. My access is yes. In the heat of the moment, when all seems lost, I say yes and plow forward. That's my awakening. That's my resurrection. You can take it on. I invite you to. I'm sure there are quite a few things that scare you. There are times when it's appropriate to be afraid. However, you can quiet your mind and do what's necessary. Replace your chaos with yes. That's what it is to live your life inside the science of yes. Being a yes has nothing to do with semantics. Being a yes has nothing to do with not saying the word no ever in life. This is not about semantics at all. What this is about is about you being willing to do whatever it takes to manage yourself to be in a positive mindset about everything you're taking on in life. So I invite you, no matter what's going on in your environment, that you continue to operate inside of yes. Don't stop and don't be afraid. Say yes. Having said that, now I just want to take a moment to check in with you and see if those of you listening can appreciate what I just explained about the science of yes. How exactly is it that you be a yes? And what is it to have a positive mindset? It's not just about being positive, though being positive is a very important part of living your life inside of yes. About being willing to take risks in life. It's about being willing to not being sure that you have all the answers, to taking imperfect actions, not necessarily perfect actions. If you're one of those people in life that everything has to be perfect and you find yourself not taking care of things because you don't know if it's perfect or if it's going to fly, then I'm talking to you. Sometimes in life you have to be imperfect. Don't be afraid to swing out and take actions that are based on what it is that you want to have in life and not necessarily based on how you feel in the moment. Your stomach might hurt. You might have butterflies. You might be dizzy or sweating or really, really choked up because what you're feeling is fear. But what there is to do is take actions that support what you're committed to having in your life. So say yes and take those actions and don't be afraid. If you have any questions or have anything you want to interact with me about, feel free to give me a call. You can dial 323-642-1207 and I'll answer any questions. Or you can visit my website at www.yescoachforyou.com. That's www.yescoach4u.com. The number 4, and the letter U.com. You can go there and you can send me an email and I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have, especially if you're a practitioner, somebody who in life operates inside of the new age community. Maybe you're a coach, a wellness coach, or maybe you're an intuitive life coach, or maybe you read tarot cards or you're a psychic medium. Maybe you're just somebody who enjoys supporting people and encouraging people and coaching people, and you're thinking about the possibility of connecting and being of service to other human beings. If that's the case, then what I'm offering you is an opportunity to have a conversation with me, and I can coach you because that's what I specialize in. Being a yes means operating your business as a business and not as a hobby. Making a living and bringing in revenue with what makes your heart sing. You don't want to be somebody who spends your entire life with your song unheard or unsung. Don't be afraid to take actions to keep yourself going inside a context of living the life you love and going for your dreams. I'm here to support you. So say yes and get in touch. You can dial me at 323-642-1207. 323-642-1207. Okay, I'm going to take another moment here to talk a little bit about what it is to be your own boss and start your own business. When you want to start your own business, you might be someone who has a full-time job and you're not 100% sure, well, how do I go about starting my own business? How do I go about selling the services that I have to offer? Where do I start? Well, here's the thing. It's really awesome for you to want to be your own boss. The statistics show there are so many people now who are starting their own business and branching out to actually be somebody who works for themselves. Working from home, or telecommuting as they call it, is starting to become the order of the day. And it's not unusual for you to have a full-time job looking to see how you can create a job there you can work from home. Well, here's what I can tell you. I provide coaching, support, empowerment, and validation for people, whatever it is that's needed to, so that they can start their business and be a powerful force in the business world. Those with creative and, most importantly, spiritual minds sometimes struggle with the logistics of starting a business and running a business. If you want to be your own boss, a business owner who can make a living and actually achieve abundance and prosperity as an entrepreneur, and you're a spiritual or health practitioner, a creative artist, or even if you're not really sure what you want to create, you're just really sure you want to create something, own your own business and get yourself out there, then we can take you to the next level, wherever you are currently, and have you succeed. I'm currently writing a book about my process called Say Yes. It's not that complicated. It's my process utilizing the science of yes that contributes to individuals and entrepreneurs, and I'm ready to take you on and have you win. So stay tuned. I'll be letting you know when it's published and how you can get your copy. I teach people how to utilize their internal genius and releasing that internal genius onto the world so that in their own way and in their own voice, they can get their story across. I use many movie analogies and book analogies like I did earlier with Dune. I use musical quotes like one of my favorites, which is the song "You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me" from Aladdin. You know, when Aladdin first finds the lamp and rubs it and releases the genie, that song is the genie by singing that song, explaining to him that he can grant him three wishes. And Aladdin's like, wow, three wishes, how does that work? And he tells them, you've never had a friend like me. You may have asked for things in the past, but I can actually deliver. Now, I'm not going to sing you the whole song, and I'm not going to tell you all the lyrics, but I'm going to tell you some of the lyrics because I want you to make a note of them, because the reason I use this song when I coach people is because this song is an analogy for life. Consider that when this song is being sung, it's talking to you, and it's the universe talking to you. You've got some power in your corner now, some heavy ammunition in your camp. You've got some punch, pizzazz, yahoo, and how. See, all you got to do is rub that lamp. And I'll say, Mr. Aladdin, sir, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order, jot it down. You ain't never had a friend like me. Life is your restaurant, and I'm your maitre d'. Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me. Yes, sir, we pride ourselves on service. You're the boss, the king, the shah. Say what you wish. It's yours. True dish. How about a little more baklava? Have some of column A. Try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me. Now, just for a moment, for kicks and giggles, consider that I'm singing this song to you right now. Life is your restaurant, and I'm your maitre d'. What would you order? A new home? A new car? A new romantic partner? What about your career? The whole point is this. Anything you want for your life is available. If you're recognizing the elements of the law of attraction, you're absolutely on point. You see, I'm a strong believer in and practitioner of the law of attraction. The law of attraction is the belief that by focusing on positive or negative thoughts, a person brings positive or negative experiences into their life. It is the attractive magnetic power of the universe that draws similar energies together. Even the law of gravity is part of the law of attraction. Whether you believe it or not, universal laws operate on a certain level, and you live your life by these laws. Simply put, the law of attraction is the ability to attract into our lives whatever we are focusing on, regardless of age, nationality, or religious belief. We are all susceptible to the laws which govern the universe, of which there are many. It is the law of attraction which uses the power of the mind to translate whatever is in our thoughts and materialize them into reality. In basic terms, all thoughts turn into things eventually. If you focus on negative doom and gloom, you will remain under that cloud. If you focus on positive thoughts and take the actions toward that goal or that commitment, you'll find a way to achieve them. The law of attraction dictates that whatever can be imagined and held in the mind's eye can be achieved if you take action on a plan to get to where you want to be. The key is to distinguish what you're committed to and then design structures that give you the actions that are correlate to that commitment. Then you will produce the result every single time, no matter what, I promise. All you need to bring to the table is a desire and willingness to grow, and most critically, an openness and ability to be coached and to take on doing the actions that will forward what you say you want in life. With the correct mindset, a healthy dose of the right attitude, and a powerful connection to the right actions, the ordinary person can accomplish extraordinary results. Therefore, a valuable part of what I provide are new practices and habits to take on, which are, you know, proven effective concept tools and principles so that you can help yourself to think about and then act on the actions that are supporting what you're up to in life. My goal is that my clients find out what works well for them, and then they put their learning into everyday practice. So you don't want to be limited by what you say in your mind you think you can and cannot have. You know, I know you're only human. You're made of flesh and blood. You have imperfections, insecurities. You make mistakes. But if you're ready for something better, if you're willing to take on full responsibility for your life, and you're able to act on your values, your priorities, and go for your dreams, well, then you're coachable enough to be supported to have those dreams come true. I want you to know I can give away what I've achieved since I started my business. I'm just an ordinary human being, too. Early in 2013, I recognized that my way of coaching had a very unique style to it. In different conversations with friends and in utilizing my skills at coaching, I now recognized that my style of coaching was a very positive influence, and it was a very specific way that I had of empowering people to go for their dreams and take on anything they wanted and realize the potential because they can have anything they want out of life. I'm a yes to the anything is possible. I come from a very large family. There were 7 children, as well as my 2 parents. I was the middle, and I was the oldest girl. And I married relatively late in life. I was 31 years old, and I pretty much had almost given up that I would find Mr. Right. I had 3 children. I had a baby girl who died at birth, and my first child died at the age of 30 in 2007 by her own hand. I rose above a very difficult childhood where I experienced poverty, tragedy, and devastating issues. Through it all, I persevered, and now I deliver a very powerful way to impact people and have them win in life. I call my process the Science of Yes, and I teach people how to be scientists in life and to process everything through yes. I give away now what it takes to achieve success and how no matter where you are in life, I don't care how old you are, I don't care if you're considered to be beautiful or if you're ugly Betty, you can achieve outrageous fortune. Success is realized by anyone who is first willing to define it and then go after it. I enjoy being with people when success happens for them because of their own decision to make it happen. And success doesn't have to be that elusive thing you wish for and hope to experience someday. You can live the dream today. You simply have to decide to be a yes now to whatever it is you want and then go after it and start by removing the things that hold you back or drag you down. That's what I'm talking about. There are things in your environment, in your life, that hold you back or drag you down. You need to create a life and a career path that suits you, and your life will evolve as a result of you living inside this process, which I call yes. So I want you to say yes. Say it out loud. Say it to yourself in the mirror. Keep saying it, yes. Yes, yes. Some people say that life is like a bowl of chocolate. I say life is like a baseball game. Life is the pitcher, and you're the one at bat. Life pitches, and you try to hit the ball. Life pretty much throws all kind of pitches at you. Curveballs, fastballs, just ball after ball after ball, and you swing away. You don't have much to say about what life pitches at you. And you don't have much to say about when they pitch it. You know, life just pitches. You have everything to say about how you're going to react to the balls that life pitches. So are you going to be a yes? Are you going to be a no? That's what this is all about. Say yes. It's not that complicated. Power. Say yes to risk. Say yes to magic. Say yes to fun. If life is a mystery, the solution is yes. If life seems elusive and you don't know what to do, say yes. This is the access to eternal youth. You don't need a mystical fountain. You need to say yes. You don't need to put your credit card on the table. Just say yes. You don't need to take off your clothes. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. You have the opportunity to put a stop to any conversation that you can't do or can't have or can't see in your life or in your future. You can have anything you want. Just say yes. Let me first start by distinguishing for you that when I say to you to say yes, I don't mean for you to eliminate the word no from your vocabulary. There's a lot of things in life that it's appropriate to say no to. The word no is not a bad word, and the word yes is not a good word. Even though I'm telling you to say yes, what I'm actually referring to is not what you're doing, it's who you are being while you are doing whatever it is you're doing, who you are and what you do, not what you're saying. So you can say no, you can say yes, but who you want to be in life is yes. You take on life, you tackle it, and you're empowered, and you want whatever you want, and you can have it. Just say yes. I give you my word. That's all it takes. It's really simple, and we as human beings tend to complicate it. As you start crafting the life of your dreams, and you start to remold your life to be one of a positive mindset, I'm not talking about positive thinking. I'm actually talking about you being someone whose life revolves around being open and available to receive whatever life offers in response to your request, and that you take actions, whatever actions are necessary to have those things come to you. My favorite celebrity, Yoda, says, do or do not, there is no try. Now, I could do this a different way. I could tell you to say no. I could tell you say no to stress and stress-caused illnesses. I could tell you to say no to unemployment and being a victim of your circumstances. I could tell you say no to emotional abuse and toxic relationships. I could tell you these things, and I could call my process the things to say no to. But I'm not going to tell you that, because one of the biggest things that I'm going to teach you, it's one of the biggest lessons that you can learn in life. Never affirm with your speaking that which you do not want. You don't go into a restaurant, sit down, pick up the menu, and say, first off, I don't want pancakes, so don't serve them to me. I hate pancakes. No pancakes for me. You wouldn't do that, would you? I hope not. You wouldn't walk into Walmart or Target and call the salesperson over and say, don't show me any clothes that are red with black polka dots. I don't like red with black polka dots. I actually hate them. And I don't particularly like blue with white polka dots either. Actually, I don't like polka dots. I don't want you to show me any clothes with polka dots, so don't do it. I don't like that. You wouldn't do that now, would you? I hope not. So why do you say things like, I don't want to live like this. I hate my life. I hate my job. I hate my car. I don't want so-and-so to talk to me that way. I'd like you to consider that when you say out loud the things you don't want in life, you're actually bringing attention to what you don't want and bringing energy to it with your speaking. One of the first things I teach my coaching clients is to be very careful what words come out of your mouth. The universe is listening. It's not too late. I don't care how old you are. It's never too late. There's a wonderful bit of Chinese wisdom that asks, when is the best time to plant a tree? Well, the answer to that is 20 years ago. But the next best time is right now. I'm convinced timing is always perfect and everything happens for a reason. If you're listening to me now, your timing is perfect. So as a business owner and an entrepreneur, a corporate consultant, a motivational speaker, a professional and personal coach, I've had the privilege of working with many people committed to improve their lives and move beyond personal and professional challenges that were holding them back and produce specific results in their careers and in their lives. Together, we have learned a great deal and made many great strides forward. And through my work with different clients, I made very important discovery that remarkably and powerfully changed my life and became the core of the science of yes. Contrary to what you may have been taught, the secret to a good life is not about having a positive attitude. It's about taking positive actions. It's the actions you take that are in direct correlate to the results you're committed to produce that make the difference. So, what I mean by that is that the science of yes teaches you what a lot of people neglect to tell you when they train you in how to live inside the law of attraction. People relate to the law of attraction like all you have to do is think about something and you'll get it magically. But it's not quite true, and it's why many people find that the law of attraction doesn't work for them, because it's not just about thinking about something. It's not just about focusing on something. The piece that's missing is the actions you take in direct correlate with the things that you want in life. In other words, it's not enough to sit home in your room with your eyes closed and your legs in the, you know, Buddhist position or whatever, wanting and wishing and desiring things. You got to get up, roll up your sleeve, and get to work. You have to take the action that will bring about the things you want. So if you want to win the lottery, honey, go out and buy a ticket. The science of yes is all about inquiring into what you want in life and then taking the actions correlated with those wants, navigating safely through whatever obstacles and roadblocks that will surely arise as you make your way to those goals, And that is the process in a nutshell. The science of yes is about creating your dreams and then taking the actions that are correlate to your dreams coming true. So full disclosure, just so that you know, I'm an optimistic kind of person. It's true. In life, I'm a happy camper. I'm one of those people that I always see the glass half full. I see the silver lining on every cloud. And I've been through a lot of tragedy and drama. It's not like I've lived some kind of idealistic fairy tale existence. On the contrary, as I said earlier, I've been through the suicide of my brother, the suicide of my child. I've been through poverty. I've been through abuse. I've had just the gambit of all the intensity and drama that you can imagine. And yet, through it all, I remain optimistic because it's my nature. So I understand that the power of optimism is part of my process. Some of you aren't positive by nature. Some of you don't have that optimism that naturally flows, but that's okay. Don't tell yourself that I'm a better person than you, because I am not. I never was able to translate my basic positive natures into actions that moved me through difficult times or opened doors that allowed me to achieve the many dreams that I had. And I saw people in my life who achieved the things, and I could never understand why I couldn't when my mind and attitude were so open and available. This is before I distinguished the process I call the science of yes. With the science of yes, I was able to create a new positive and powerful mindset that improved my performance and allowed me to fully embrace and fully enjoy life, and then take advantage of the wonderful opportunities that surrounded me, because my eyes were open to see these opportunities and my life was open to receive them. So when you face life with a yes spirit, you'll actually be creating positive energy and hope. When you face life with yes, that positive energy will help you get things done, make things happen, and have you be in the right place at the right time to receive whatever it is the universe is bringing your way. And it'll also help you to easily move through difficult and challenging times. And you can imagine, with everything that's going on in life, you know, right now, these are difficult and challenging times. The political climate is overwhelming right now. People blasting negative energy about our president and what he should and should not be doing. Black Lives Matter, mannequin challenges, depressing news. It's impossible to keep up with everything. We wake up early with an endless list of things to do. We go to bed late, tossing and turning as we mentally prepare our action list for the next day. And it's no wonder that our effectiveness and our efficiency suffer, because life has become so complicated. And the pressure mounts, and most of us have moments of happiness, less time for our family and friends, little or no time for ourselves and our dreams. I know how life feels. What's going on? There's hardly time to breathe. And I have the nerve to come along and tell you to be a yes. So, okay? Yes will move you quickly and gently into calmer waters, where you can manage your life and responsibilities and still have time and energy for family and friends. More importantly, yes will have you discover ways to dust off a dream or two and embrace life in ways you never imagined possible. The science of yes is a practice. It's easy to understand, easy to follow, and a pathway to a more focused, productive, and exhilarating life. I am convinced that this science will work for you just as it's worked for me. And so I'm out now as a yes coach, and I'm introducing everyone that can come close enough to hear me. I know things can be better, life can be easier, and your dreams can come true. The thing I get asked the most about when I give lectures or lead workshops or seminars about the science of yes is, what about no? Shouldn't I say no to something? I'm not supposed to say yes to everything, am I? Look, let me tell you, having a positive attitude about everything doesn't help in the long run. I mean, it does help in the long run, and it'll make things easier, but it's not about making you feel good about a certain situation or saying the word yes out loud is some kind of Buddhist mantra, like it has magic just in the speaking. I've said it over and over again, and I'm going to keep saying it. It's not about the word Yes is very active. It's about taking actions. The actions are yes. Taking yes actions when you have a goal, you don't ask, how do I feel about this goal? You ask, what do I do about this goal? So yes, I'm a glasses half full kind of gal by nature. I'm not saying that you have to be that kind of individual to live in the world of yes. When I was young, there was a song. It was called High Hopes. I believe it was Frank Sinatra who sang it. It's about an ant who needs to move a rubber tree plant, and it's gigantic compared to his small size, but he's determined, and oops, there goes another rubber tree plant, because he took it on, and he got it done. The thing about high hopes, you can create miracles inside of them, and it does take work. Like that ant, you've got to roll up your sleeves and get to work. You've got to take actions. You've got to take structured action and produce the results on a well-thought-out plan. Not sitting on the couch imagining the results or fantasizing about the results. Getting out there in the world and going for it, full tilt boogie. Listen, I coach people all the time. Their credit's messed up and they want good credit. Sweetie, if you want good credit, you're going to have to build it. You can clean it up. I can help you. But it's not going to happen overnight. It didn't take you overnight to get it where it is. It's going to take some time, but I promise you, within 6 months, we can get your credit back up. You'd have to take the actions that support what you're up to. You'd have to focus some attention on it, and you're going to have to get in communication with your creditors. You have to build it moment by moment, day by day, week by week, month by month, and it will turn. The tide will turn, and you'll be in the 700 Club, as I call it, before you know it. If you want to produce a result, there will be obstacles in that result. It's easy to maintain a good attitude when things are going well, but staying the course on a well-thought-out plan when things are not going your way takes power and commitment. It takes willpower. You want to know that willpower is the difference between you and an Olympic athlete. It's between you and Oprah Winfrey. It's the difference between you and whoever you are admiring or wishing you were or jealous of or envious of. They have willpower more than you. It's not that you don't have it. You have it. You don't exercise it. So you want to develop things to do when you're not fully present to yes. Something didn't go your way or you're dealing with a disappointment in your life. Well, what you want to do to get back in the saddle again, for me, I listen to uplifting music. I'll call a person or a friend in my life who's in a good space and I'll speak with them to help lift me up. I admit there are times when treating myself to something good to eat will call me into action. Find out what you need to do and then do that thing. When you find yourself not being a yes, go out and create structures to get you back to yes. Seek out and learn what you need to get back in the saddle when life throws a curveball that upsets you. And remember, surround yourself with positive people in your life. If the people in your life are naysayers who are constantly berating you and telling you you won't amount to much, you have some serious work to do to get some positive people in your life. They are out there. Find them. Like-minded individuals who believe in you and will support and empower you when you need it most. It's been my experience that people who are engaged in life, who are making things happen, who like their work or have a hobby that excites them, often have a positive outlook. So the question is, who do you know who is engaged with life? Then the next question, which will lead to an action, is how can you meet them? All it takes is connecting with one positive person. When you find him or her, I promise, there will be other positive people nearby. There is no pond with only one fish. Find a meetup with a similar interest to yours. Go to networking events in your city and reach out on your social media for like-minded individuals. It's not that complicated. I want you to be clear about something. I'm not perfect. I hope you fully understand that I have toothaches and I have down moments and I have negative thoughts just like the rest of the world. I'm not a robotic optimist or an inexperienced in disappointment, heartbreak, setbacks, pain. I'm a victim of childhood sexual rape and abuse. My oldest child committed suicide in 2007. I've been beaten by my significant other and put in the hospital. I've bought my dream home and lost it to foreclosure. I've been homeless because I had nowhere to go. But through all those experiences, I've learned this. The sooner I can shift into positive action, the better off things become, and the sooner I begin to get better and back in positive action. Another important thing I want to point out is that the science of yes is not just about dealing with the obstacles and challenges that life offers. It's also about fulfilling on the incredible opportunities and dreams that you have. Perhaps you've been thinking about going back to school or learning to play the piano or hang gliding or traveling to Europe or other countries. Maybe you have a novel to write or maybe an apartment to rent or a business to start. The science of yes will have you approach opportunities in a powerful mindset that has you actually be excited about life, like a kid in a candy store. Look, my mission in life is to bring the world of yes to each and every person I meet. Part of my mission in life is to provide transformational practitioners, healers, spiritual workers, all conscious professionals in the new age category, the tools they need to have an abundant, thriving practice using my tools from the science of yes. Don't hesitate to contact me via my website, yescoachforyou.com, or you can write to me at pamheath@yescoachforyou.com. Pam Heath, my name, PAMHEATH, at yescoach4u.com. I can't wait to hear from you. Thank you for listening on Blog Talk Radio. And please, don't forget, before you sign off, if you're listening to my show, please follow my show by clicking on the follow button. It supports us and it lets Blog Talk Radio know that you appreciate the content and they'll push us up in the ranks on their website. The more follows we get, the more you let us and Blog Talk Radio know you want more. The Science of Yes is a part of the New Age Guild and Spirit Talk Radio. The New Age Guild is the metaphysical membership directory that will get you in front of the right clients at the right time. Stop by www.newageguild.com and join us. Beautifully present and promote yourself online by showcasing your services. Share your latest news and educate your tribe. We want you in our community. If you want to learn more about the New Age Guild, we want you to learn as much as you can. Go to www.newageguild.com/join and look at the video and read what it's all about. Our mission is to create a place where practitioners can be listed at an affordable rate. There are endless number of directories and membership sites for you to select from, and the sum of all of them can be mind-boggling. There's some that are as many as $300 a month list with no guarantee of result. What you aren't told is what is done in the background to help you build your presence. At the New Age Guild, we do more than just list your site. We also give support and grow your business and presence. And you can become a member for as little as $9.99 a month. So please, come and visit us at the New Age Guild. That's www.newageguild.com/join. Tell them Pam sent you. I'd love to speak with you. So every week I'm here on Thursday evenings at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, talking about the science of yes. I'm happy to be here. And the thing that I'm most thrilled about is when I talk to people who are struggling with what to do with their business or how to make their business pay off for them. I teach you how to be a in your life, in your business, everything that's available to you. So please, don't hesitate to call and ask questions. I'm here every Thursday night at 9 p.m. You can call 323-642-1207. That's 323-642-1207. And before I sign off, I want to talk to you a little bit about Aladdin and You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me by helping you to understand that it's not just me. It's the universe that's listening to you when you say yes. You see, the universe can't really hear the word no. So anything you say, anything that walks out of your mouth The universe hears and it thinks you want. So if you tell the universe, I don't want this, the universe doesn't hear the no part of that. All the universe hears is what you said. So don't ever tell the universe anything that you don't want. Just simply focus on what you want in life, and lo and behold, it will happen. It really is just that simple. I'm so excited to be able to be here so I can talk to you about the science of yes. You know that this is something that you have an interest in, so why hesitate? Take it on. Come and see what we can offer you. Join me on Thursday evenings, and we'll talk about how you can move forward in your life and have everything you dreamed of having and live the life you love and the life that is really meant for you. So don't be afraid. Just step up and be inside of yes. I have a Facebook fan page. It's called Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. If you search for it on Facebook, why I call it Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise is because I have a program for those of you who are interested in getting healthy using green smoothies and plant-based diet so that you can get yourself fit and get yourself to the point where you're happy inside of your skin. I also have a program where you can get residual income via network marketing. If this is something you're interested in, come on down and visit me at Get Healthy and Wealthy with Me on my Facebook fan page. Stop by, visit, give me a sign that you would like to talk to me, and I'll be happy to reach out to you and show you how you can get healthy, wealthy, and wise. Get Healthy and Wealthy with Me on Facebook. That's my page for giving you access to a life you love. Be healthy and be wealthy. So that's one aspect of my coaching inside the science of yes, is healthy, wealthy, and wise. The wise part is more spiritually based. I find that a lot of people are kind of lost these days. It's kind of awkward when you don't have a spiritual connection. Whether you believe in God or not, I'm not going to push religion on you, but I do insist that you have some connection to power. The wonder life seems so daunting. I promise you, if you look beyond, if you look outside yourself, and if you create for yourself a context where you're reaching to a higher level of wise, I can promise you, regardless of whether you go to church every week or whether you meditate or whatever you do, that there's a way you can do it and be happy. And that's part of being a person in life who has what you want. I'm Pam Heath, and I'm a yes coach. Part of life and having a life of love is being spiritually connected. There's a lot of people out there who can bring you access to being spiritually connected, but it's an important part of living a powerful life. So, and you don't know how to get there, let me reach out, get in touch, and we'll see. We will see what it's going to take to get you set up so that you have yourself healthy, wealthy, and wise. So don't forget, every Thursday, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, the show is The Science of Yes. I'm your hostess, Pamela Heath. I love to take callers. I know I could talk for hours on my own, but I'm not interested in talking to myself. So if you're struggling with a desire to start your own business, or you're struggling with people in your life who dominate you or suck your power, you know, or anything like that, feel free to call in and we'll have a conversation about empowering you in life. This is Pam Heath signing on for The Science of Yes. Thank you for joining me. Good night.
Well, Alibaba had them 40 thieves. Sherry Dottie had 1,000 paves. But master, you in luck, cause up your sleeves, you got a brand of magic.